Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas National Guardsman that went missing and presumed drowned trying to save illegal immigrants in the Rio Grande River over the weekend has been identified as 22-year-old Bishop Evans. John Anfinson, the local president of the Border Patrol Union in the Del Rio sector, said the river was deceptively dangerous in that area. When Americans realize 2.5 million illegal immigrants have been allowed to enter the United States under President Biden's watch, lawmakers are taking aim at the man in charge, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on Fox News says Mayorkas is in way over his head.
I don't want to divulge too much of that, but he's very frustrated. We've had 2.5 million people cross into this border illegally since the president's been inaugurated. Title 42 being lifted means 500,000 over the next 5 weeks.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Ross Chastain led for one lap on Talladega's big racetrack Sunday. It was the final lap and gave him the NASCAR win. After failing to prevent Russia's invasion into Ukraine, the United States has been pouring tons of money into the country. Tim Berg has more on the conflict.
The White House just sent over $1 billion in military and economic aid to Ukraine, but Ukrainian officials continue to ask for more to help as Russia begins its second phase of the invasion. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst explains why the United States has to give Ukrainian forces what they need.
It is absolutely necessary that we up our game and provide what President Zelensky is asking for. They have a plan for all of the different platforms that they have requested, and if we can get those items to them, get them quickly, they have the opportunity to defeat the Russian army.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Twitter's board and billionaire Elon Musk negotiated into the early hours of Monday over his bid to buy the social media platform. Musk said last week that he lined up $46.5 billion in financing to buy Twitter, putting pressure on the company's board to negotiate a deal. FBI Director Christopher Wray on CBS News overnight explains his vision for the department.
One of the things that I've tried to bring to the equation, to the job as FBI Director, is a focus on process and rigor and professionalism and objectivity. And so if the FBI is going to remain, which I firmly believe it is, the world's premier law enforcement organization, even 10, 20 years from now, we need to make sure we're thinking ahead. So coming up with innovative ways to deal with some of those changes. So we have, for example, created an innovation lab where we have work by our folks with private sector folks to try to figure out how to better anticipate some of the technological developments that are coming upon us and how we can take advantage of those technologies. We have a massive development down at Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, where we are side by side with the military, NASA, and others to try to take advantage of the space that we have down there to develop cyber ranges for our folks to work on cyber attacks.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome, America. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, including the host, the entire archive of all these interviews with these great guests that we bring to you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right there. Download it absolutely free. We don't need your information or anything, okay? We're givers. We pass it on to you. So that you would be enlarged, you would be blessed, that you would be better in the hearing of this information, because it's not about 8-second sound bites. We want to go deep into the topics to cause you to ask questions and to discover for yourself. There's a new movie that's coming out called The Matter of Life. It is a film that clarifies the most contentious issue of our day, I might say. It's going to be in theaters on May the 16th, 17th. Mark this down in your calendar. It is a Fathom event. Tickets are on sale now, and you can go to thematteroflife.org for more information. I would dare say that had the Supreme Court back in 1973, had they the information that is being dispensed in this movie, The Matter of Life, 60 million plus babies would not have been aborted. This is how revealing and how powerful this movie is. And we have the director of the movie joining us right now. Her name is Tracy Robinson. Let me give you a little bit of her backstory. She says that she identified as a pro-choice Christian. Never knew, actually really thought what that meant, but that was kind of like the momentum, and that was the cultural thing to identify with at that time in her life. And I think most of us have gone through that cycle. We were, but now I am. I was, but now I am, because of the knowledge and the advancement and understanding of how deleterious abortion has been on our society. Tracy Robinson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so you started out pro-choice Christian. That was kind of like the contemporary thing to do. And as things would work out in your life, your orbit connected with pro-life entities, and your understanding of life was altered. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I've been in film and video production for all my career, and mostly editing documentaries. But back in 2016, I had been doing video work for a pregnancy resource center in Ventura, California. They had commissioned me to do some testimonial videos and promotion videos for their banquets. And I had never heard of a pregnancy center before. And I was, like you're saying, pro-choice Christian. Essentially pro-choice, wouldn't probably say those words, but in my heart of hearts, that's what I believed. You know, I didn't think that I wanted to enforce my opinions onto other people, and I didn't think it should be decriminalized, that kind of thing. Very much in the mushy middle, apathetic at best. But I loved what the center was doing to help women. And it wasn't until my friends at the pregnancy center invited me to an apologetics conference, and the topic was the case against abortion. And so I thought I'd go and just listen and hear what my pro-life friends are talking about. And in less than 2 hours, the speaker, Alan Schliemann of Stand to Reason, he gave a clear, concise argument for the full humanity of the unborn child from the moment of conception. And he invited us to look at abortion aftermath imagery. And the information and the truth really just struck me. And it was in that moment I was immediately downloaded, so to speak, with this vision to make this into a feature-length documentary for people that were in my shoes who had never heard this message before. I was in my late 20s as an evangelical Christian, never heard this information before, the very basic pro-life case. So that's how it all started.
When did you start to realize that that you were pretty typical of Christians, male and female, having a very passive, very casual understanding of what abortion, maybe you heard numbers, maybe you didn't, you know, that millions of babies were dying. But when did the reality of the fact that other evangelical Christians, of all people, that we were reflecting the attitude and the perception of the current culture?
Yeah, that's a reality that hit me kind of midway through production. The walls kind of closed in, and I realized how real the apathy of the American church really is on about abortion. I knew my target audience was going to be Christians because those are the people that are going to come. Those are the people, majority on the front lines of the pro-life movement, Catholics for sure. But I had no idea just to the extent the problem was in church. I read a book by Brian Fisher, Deliver Us from Abortion. He talked about the statistics of just how silent major American denominations are in America. And I think it was over 55% are professing some sort of exception for abortion, if not completely silent. And then I learned the staggering statistic that 4 in 10 women who with an abortion in their past were churchgoers in the month they became pregnant, that's the CareNet study. And so I knew that the correlation was there too. So I knew that this movie was a rally cry. Like maybe God is using this movie to really call the church to more and more action to save these babies and be the hands and feet of Christ. So
I pray so. I pray so. Because this has really happened on the church's watch. And what I felt for a long time, Tracy, is that these women that we're talking about, we're not even talking about men. And we can't ignore the fact, because, I mean, the statistics focus on women. But we need to understand men are involved here. They didn't just do this on their own. And we're starting to see, at least I've been able to see, an awakening amongst men who are, you know, suddenly the blindfold is coming off and they're going, oh, my God, I killed my child. I'm involved in this. And I've been saying for a long time here that I wait for the day, the male version of the cry of Rachel that we read about in the New Testament, when Herod was going out and killing all the Jewish babies in hopes that he would have killed the Son of God, didn't, as we know. But there was this cry, this guttural cry that you read in the Bible of the women that were crying. They refer to it as the cry of Rachel. And I say, there's got to be that male version where the men, you know, come up and realize. And there is this guttural cry from men who have participated in this. Forget about the fact that it's her body and forget about this, you know, this contemporary talk. Because men know that in their heart of hearts, God has a higher calling. And we have a position of authority that we have relinquished. And in doing that, we have participated in the greatest Holocaust in human history, in my humble opinion.
Yes, it's so true. And the film draws attention to that. It addresses that this isn't just a woman's issue. Abortion was legalized in the United States back in the 60s and 70s by two abortion activist men, and they were the ones that recruited the feminists. The film talks about that.
Yes.
And,
I'll tell you what, of course, Tracy, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Tracy Robinson after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with the director of the movie, The Matter of Life, Tracy Robinson. A film that clarifies the most contentious issues of our day. As I was talking with Tracy, said, make sure that you go out and purchase your tickets right away. They're available now because this will reinforce and encourage these theaters to, in fact, show this movie and participate in these two nights, May the 16th and 17th. It's a Fathom event. The other thing I would say is this. I want to challenge the churches around the country to contact their local theater. You know which ones have carried Fathom events in the past. And even if they haven't, pick up the phone, talk to the manager and say, look it, you want this film to be shown in your city, in your neighborhood. It's so important because when you think about where the Supreme Court is right now in talking about Roe v. Wade, a decision that was done by the Supreme Court, never codified, never passed into law by Congress. And so that should be a big question mark to you there. Why all these years later, 60 million babies plus have died, have been killed, and it's not a law. It's all based on a decision. But the good news, in a sense, is there's a couple takeaways here. First of all, I want to say this paramount, because this is really critical. You know, as we mentioned, 40% of the women who engaged in abortion are in the church, and they were in church at the time in that month where they had an abortion. And you go, what happened here? What disconnect happened where a woman could be going to church, exposed to the word of God, and again, it's not just women and men as well, exposed to the word of God and participate in something so evil? What happened? But I want you to know this, above all, and this is so important, that you understand that we serve a redeeming God, a God who loves us, understands this better than we do. And I appreciate, I mean, to talk about the heartbreak that you must endure, because until the day you die, you're going to live with the reality, because like this movie, I firmly believe if the Supreme Court had the evidence, had this movie before them and the awareness of what abortion was going to do, if they'd have had it back in 1973, Roe v. Wade would have never passed. Would have never passed. And what's happening now, and the reason the groundswell for pro-life has been picking up such steam, Tracy Robinson, is the fact that you have a lot of experience. You have women who have committed suicide over abortion. You have women who are suffering to this day because of botched abortions. You have women who have looked at the science and said, wait a minute, this is not some inconsequential piece of flesh that I don't need in my body. This is an actual human being, because this is what the science is showing us today. Is that not right?
That's right. I really was passionate about showing people the truth, the science of embryology, and the fact that from the earliest stages of development, you and I were an existing human being. You know, we didn't become a human being, you know, when we were born or at this many weeks or that many weeks. From the moment of conception, your DNA was formed. All the things about you were determined at that early stage. It was always you, and that's one point that the former abortion doctor, Anthony Levitino, in the movie, he states that. He tells us, look, it doesn't matter. I came to the realization that it doesn't matter if you were this big or maybe even this big. It was always you. There's only one you. And so that's what I want people to take away, is that there is inherent value, and you're worthy of protecting it no matter what stage.
And you're speaking of this abortion doctor who went through a tragedy of his own, which is interesting, because I would say that the scenario is a bit typical, is that on one hand, we dishonor life until we honor it, and it hits home, and we think, well, what is the difference? And for him, he learned, and this is what broke through his seared conscience and his heart, when he endured a personal event in his life, and suddenly he had to make a reassessment and come to the conclusion that life matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his story, Dr. Anthony Levitino, he depicts the abortion procedures for us But then he goes into his personal story, which is so powerful, of how he stopped doing abortions. He was doing it for, you know, the women, and he considered himself a pro-choice physician and OBGYN, and thought he was doing it for moral reasons. And it was just part of his practice of being an OBGYN. But then he realized through his own personal story, I don't want to spoil it too much, but he realized the value of every child, and the fact that he was taking people's son or daughter for money. He was basically becoming a hitman for people's sons and daughters for money. And once he realized that, I mean, everything changed. So I think people across the board need to humanize every unborn baby, and we'll look differently at the laws. We'll look differently at all of these things if we do that.
Well, one of the questions that comes in that you present is the unborn one of us? Right? Powerful question.
Yeah, and that's really the basis I wanted to come across, the basis of the pro-life, pro-choice argument. Like, we have to bring it back to that question. We have to continue to beg the question, what is the unborn, and are they one of us? And I can answer the question. In our society, they are not treated as one of us. They do not have personhood rights according to the law. When it comes to abortion, I mean, a woman... a pregnant woman is murdered and it's considered a double homicide. But if it's in the case of abortion and her choice and the clinic, it's completely legal. There's no person involved. There's no second person involved in that choice. Mm. And so when it comes to the law, the Constitution, we are breaking the Constitution with abortion law, with abortion being legal. But in 1973, they found a loophole for, you know, the 14th Amendment guarantees the right to privacy, and it was a very shady loophole. But, yeah, I mean, in biology's sense and in God's sense and in God's mind, yes, the unborn are definitely one of us. That is the truth. But in terms of our law systems right now in our country, they are not.
See, this is the danger of language and how language is parsed in such a way. And there are political forces, you know, that have forever hijacked the language to split hairs and to get us to believe that which is absolutely atrocious. And as Voltaire said, if I can get you to believe the atrocious, I can get you to do atrocities. And here it is. We're living evidence of that statement that we have done. We've got about a minute left, and again, everybody, I just want to remind you, this Fathom event is going to be coming to theaters. This movie that you must see, it is The Matter of Life, the film that clarifies the most contentious issue of our day. May 16th, 17th. Don't wait till then to buy it. Buy tickets now, because it'll tell the theater owners, hey, this is a good thing, and we're going to have people there, you know, putting, as they say, butts in the seats. And, you know, let them know. And also, the churches, you need to come together in a demonstrative sort of way and encourage Fathom Events, encourage your local theater to ask for this movie so that it can be shown in your neighborhood. It is that significant and that important. Again, remind everybody, Tracy, as we wrap things up, where they can go for more information.
Yeah, they can go to matteroflife.org.
Matteroflife.org, Tracy Robinson. She is the director of the movie. Tracy, thank you. God bless.
Do you really want to command top dollar for your services? You know, it all starts with showing up to work on time. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. According to a U.S. labor study, if you regularly showed up for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Imagine. Now, what do you have to do to be in the top 1% and really excel? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and you actually do it, you're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right?
All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset in production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Emmanuel Macron has won France's presidential election, fending off a historic challenge from Marie Le Pen during Sunday's runoff vote. Emmanuel Macron addressed his supporters in front of the Eiffel Tower in Paris after early results projected him winning a second term by roughly 58% of the vote. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Monday after a visit to Kyiv that Ukrainian President Zelensky is committed to winning his country's fight against Russia and that the United States will help him achieve that goal.
We don't know how the rest of this war will unfold, but we do know that a sovereign, independent Ukraine will be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin's on the scene. And our support for Ukraine going forward will continue. It will continue until we see final success.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These days, there's so much talk about science, and of course, as I was mentioning earlier with Phil Hotzenpiller, this video about this Jewish scientist, and which is amazing. You've got to see this. We've got to link it on our website for you, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, that talks about about science. That science is really becoming the God of the 21st century, which is pretty scary. You think about it. And of course, we got a little taste of, I guess maybe mad science during this COVID era and all that has happened. But meanwhile, when you are in the midst of dealing with a life-threatening issue, you wonder, I'm told to trust the science, but what about my faith in God? God created science. Should I not be looking to God? And why should I allow science to cancel God? You see how, the questions that come up, and especially, right now we can kind of talk casually because admittedly I'm not dealing with a life-threatening issue. But if you are, I can understand the conflict that could be created here. Now we have Pastor Percy McCrary who is joining us. He's back with us. He's spent more than 20 years ministering to cancer patients and their caregivers at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. As an ordained pastor, he brings some needed clarity to help us understand, this crossroads that we find ourselves at. Pastor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yes, sir. Good to be with you. Thank you so much.
Well, it is a bit of a crossroads, isn't it? That, science and God, and there are forces, as we see, that are quite prevalent, and that even our government wants to push, science over God. So what do we do?
Well, it's always been somewhat of a quagmire, my friend, and the way that I have attempted to really react and think about this, particularly within the area of cancer, which is what I have worked in for the last, you know, almost three decades, is allowing science to have its say and to speak to us. But then also, because as believers, people of faith, we also have what we understand is to have the Holy Spirit living and abiding in us. And I have always prayed with all of my patients to suggest to them, you know, speak to your doctor, listen to the science, but also seek the faith and the will of God to see where those two worlds can merge together and complement each other so that you can have the best of that which is operational on your behalf. And I think that there can be a happy medium in most cases with regard to the practice of medicine and science and the belief of spirituality and faith, my friend.
Who should get the final word?
Well, the final word is always God gets the final word at the end of the day. And so I think that it's a matter of how we want to score that and how we want to look at that. I have worked with tons of physicians and the medical community, many of them who are believers and faith-abiding individuals who also allows the principles and precepts of science to be a factor. But at the end of the day, many of them will tell you that God receives all of the credit for the gifting, for the knowledge and the insight that I possess from a medical and scientific perspective. So God ultimately always gets the last word and should get all of the credit.
Well, Percy, I mean, let's understand and appreciate and keep in proper perspective, you know, medicine. It is a practice, we're told, right?
And so if it
is a practice, that tells you right up front that it's not perfection.
That is correct. And so as I've often said, and again, in the language and in the syntax, you know, doctors, they are practicing medicine. And so there is not necessarily a perfect pathway per se. But I will say this, that in the face of that school of thought, there have been many well-intended believers who have negated good practices of medicine that could have very well made a difference in their lives under correct sets of circumstances that then they aborted and negated because sometimes in the faith community, we tend to try to spell this out with either one or the other versus trying to find a balance between the two. And again, my goal at the end of the
Amen.
Day has always been a complement, you know, a adjunct of and a support with and to. And so, again, sometimes we have to make tough decisions with regard to what that balance is or is not. But in many cases, there can be a healthy and respectful balance that allows both of those worlds and schools of thought on some level to speak to us. And then we allow God to do what he does in the midst of that process.
You've been doing this, as you said, for almost 30 years now. Have you found where there is that impossible conflict between God and science?
Well, I would say I have seen conflict. I have seen opportunities and scenarios where people felt that there may be some things that may have been suggested to them from a medical perspective that either they were not comfortable with or they did not feel that they had a confidence in, and then felt inclined to believe that God was suggesting to them to do something different or to ignore that. And again, the beautiful thing about living in the United States of America is that we have freedom of choice and will, and certainly under those circumstances, the way that I've supported individuals in those moments of conflict and crisis, if you will, has always been to follow your conscience and to follow that which you believe you're being led to do. And then here's the key thing, Bill. I told people, I said, make a decision ultimately that you can live with, and more importantly, make a decision that ultimately, if this is the choice that you decide to take, that you can also die with and be confident and stand on that.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, first of all, God created us. God knows our shortcomings. He says that he has, you know, great plans for us to give us a future and hope, not to harm us. And so there's so much of God's word that we can lean into and draw comfort from if we're faithful to that, because God's always faithful. It's just us. We're the ones. And again, we find ourselves at that point of the crossroads. If we have ears to hear and eyes to see, one of the questions that you have here is that, is it appropriate for Christians to ask their doctors to pray with them?
And I would say absolutely yes. If a doctor is worth his or her weight and salt, particularly in the current generation and age that we live in, they will be absolutely indoctrinated around the understanding of having good bedside manner in terms of creating rapport and relationship with their patients. At the end of the day, if a doctor in today's generation does not understand having a healthy relationship with their patient based upon their need, based upon their wants and desires, then we have a completely different conversation that needs to be held with regard to the understanding of that doctor being able to connect. There is tons of research that strongly suggests patients who feel that their doctor listens to them and is a partner with them and understands their needs, and particularly from a spiritual perspective, psychologically and emotionally feels better, and in many cases will cope better with regard to the treatment plan and the process that will be recommended to them. So absolutely, any patient should never feel in conflict with regard to asking their doctor if they would be willing to pray with them, or would they be willing to allow them to pray for their doctor. I've seen many doctors.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're hearing anecdotally, you know, that more and more doctors in surgery, prior to surgery, are looking to God, you know, for guidance and wisdom. In the stories that we're hearing, the testimonies of these doctors is quite profound, Percy.
Well, not only that, but before surgery, the entire surgical team stops and actually prays over the patient, prays for the procedure. So there's a real shift that has taken place, and I can bear witness to that in the medical community of a understanding and an acceptance. Even if it's not necessarily that particular physician's personal practice, of allowing spirituality and faith practices to be part of a process
exactly.
of medicine and science.
We've got more from Pastor Perry McCrary after this. Stay with us.
Aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
But don't give up hope. Don't give up searching for the truth if now more than ever the truth is this critical. I mean, the reason where we are today in the midst of all this chaos and misunderstanding is because we've abandoned the truth. You know, Pastor Percy McCray is with us, and Pastor has spent more than 20, almost 30 years ministering to cancer patients and their caregivers at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. You know, Percy, for you to be in this position to minister to people who, in some cases, are near death and have experienced death. And, you know, not all people, you know, overcome their cancer. Some succumb. But, you know, what have you learned in these 30 years? What has God taught you to be in this? I just believe it's such a privileged position, you know, to be there with people who are, you know, dealing with life and death in such a critical time.
Indeed, and I tell people all the time that I have the greatest job in the world, and I truly mean that because of the privilege that you just made mention of. To be able to walk alongside anyone dealing with a disease of cancer gives you the privilege and the opportunity to meet people at their point of need, and you really get to meet people where they're most vulnerable, and you get to see people for who they really are, because there are no facades when you're told that you have cancer and potentially if your mortality is being threatened. And so what I've learned more than anything is to understand and to be able to adapt to the geopolitical, social background of any and all people, because they're all human beings looking and basically needing the same thing. They want to be loved. They want to be heard. They want to be respected, and they want to be honored. And sometimes they're struggling to understand all of that. And like Christ himself, in those scenarios of those relationships, I get to help people step through and walk through reinforcing the love and the faith and the hope of God to people in their most dire moments and hours.
What do you say to people? Say, wait a minute, I'm a Christian. Why is this happening to me? Isn't God supposed to protect me?
I tell them, you know, with all of the compassion that I can muster up, that at the end of the day, bad things happen to good people. It was a great book written by a Jewish rabbi, Rabbi Harold Kushner, that wrote that book, Bad Things Happen to Good People. And we have examples scripturally as well. The young boy that was born blind from birth, and the question was asked, who sinned? As Jesus was being asked, and he said, no one sinned. He said, his father father nor his mother nor the boy said. He said this happened so that the work of God can be facilitated. And so we need to understand that the works of God, the grace of God, can be a part of any and every scenario. And it doesn't mean that God has abandoned us. It doesn't mean that we are out of the will of God. But ultimately, we must all come to terms with that we are all humans on the planet, potentially susceptible to the same things that anybody else is. And it doesn't necessarily mean that God has fallen off the throne or that we are out of his presence. It's just it's the path that we are assigned to at that time.
It's always about the work of God, isn't it? I mean, regardless of outcome, regardless of how we may perceive it, God is sovereign. And it's about him. And so what do we do to prepare ourselves to accept those things that we may not understand, but hold on to our faith and the sovereignty and understanding we may have of God's sovereignty in our lives?
Probably the biggest thing that we can do, you know, almost 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with early stage 1 colon cancer after ministering to cancer patients for many years. So I've walked this walk. I've had to step through this process psychologically and emotionally. And the key I would say for anyone in terms of preparing themselves, which is a very difficult thing to prepare yourself to do, is to make sure that you have grounded yourself and rooted yourself first and foremost in a company of people, like-minded people of faith that you can lean on, that you can call upon, that you can be transparent with, that you can cry and say, listen, I'm struggling today. I'm angry at God. And they will not turn their back and judge you and abandon you to help you walk through this process. As Jesus said, that when you feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and take care of those that are sick, you are doing this as unto the least of them, as unto me. We have a mandate, and when we surround ourselves with a community of like-minded people in that regard, that can help prepare us to step through a journey, because no one walks through cancer alone. This is not a solo sport. This is going to require help and support from others.
Yeah, it really is a team sport. I mean, you know, and we barely mentioned the family. You know, if a spouse is involved, your children are involved. I know for myself, it was a team effort, and each rising to the level, and sometimes surprisingly, you know, for me, because my younger son especially stepped up in a way that I was really surprised, and it was such a blessing. But that was his call. This is what God wanted him to do. And what I needed, you know, for that time, you know, so we all have our stories. Personally, I asked, you know, what you learned from the people over these past 30 years that find themselves, you know, dealing with a bad diagnosis and that. But what have been your major takeaways from God at this? I mean, because you're seeing people at their most vulnerable, but you're also seeing God answering prayers in ways that not everybody gets to see on a daily basis like you do.
You're right. Well, and what I've learned is, and what the lesson that I was taught over these years is not to try to measure one scenario versus another. Everybody's cancer journey, as well as their walk with God and their interaction, is uniquely different, and it is uniquely tied to them. And when I began to understand that, I began to see the universality and the uniqueness of how God ministered to people based upon very unique, different sets of circumstances. Even if it was a scenario where they may have succumbed to their cancer, I saw families restored. I saw marriages restored. I saw people who were able to kind of bring closure to certain situations and circumstances in ways that, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not sure had it not been for a cancer diagnosis that would have happened. And so God is an opportunist, and he used those scenarios to bring people to a place of resolution, completeness, wholeness, maybe in a very different way, that taught me that God is very uniquely attached to us based upon our individual unique needs at the time and at the moment, and he will minister to those needs accordingly.
Yeah, and I'm reminded, and I think I quoted the scripture earlier when we were talking in the first segment, and that is that, you know, God clearly says, hey, look, I got plans for you.
Yes.
And the plans are not just in the here and now. They have to do with the eternal. And he says, you know, these are good plans, not plans to harm you, but they're plans to give you a future and a hope. And what other God, what other entity, Pastor, does, you know, offers that, offers a hope, you know, like our God offers?
Yes, and you're exactly right. And when you are able to have that revelation of God in that context, it then makes God very real to you. And to your point, he stands alone versus the other so-called quote-unquote gods that are available to people, because, again, it becomes very unique, very specific. And to your point, there are plans that he has for you. And when we tap into that, walk in the power of that, we get to experience God on a level that takes God from being the God of my mother or the God of my father or the God of my sister and my brother, and then he becomes the God of me. He becomes the God of me at that point.
It's very personal, isn't it?
It's very personal.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, here you are for some people, you know, my observation of life, Percy, is that we all deal with the question of our mortality. And we will do this at varying times. My observation has been, I mean, for me, believe it or not, it was when I turned 21. I just had to deal with that very heavy question and reconcile that. And boy, it took me, I tell people I was like on a 3-week, you know, bummer. I just could not get out of it. I was just, you know, trying to, you know, get that reconciled in my brain. And I noticed other friends that it was, sometimes it was on, birthdays, like when they turned 50 or, you know, some other important thing. And certainly with people who are dealing with life and death issues, if you haven't, dealt and reconciled the question of your own mortality, boy, that's tough to deal with. You know, especially when you're at this critical crossroads that you're thinking, you know, I may not have too many more tomorrows.
That is correct. And for me, it was when I turned 28, when my dad was almost killed in an automobile accident.
So those
moments of truth and those moments of clarity, again, goes back to the previous point, are very unique and different for every one of us, depending on where we are and what's going on in our lives. But let me say this to you, Bill. One of the gifts of cancer, and I know that sounds like a contradiction and an oxymoron,
yes,
but one of the gifts of cancer to people is that it forces them to think about their mortality. See, when we're just bopping along and thinking everything is going great, we think we're going to live forever, so we don't really think about life on a very serious level sometimes. And cancer forces people to change their priorities, their perspective, and it gives them a different vantage point because of the possibility, as the scripture says, that our life sometimes is like a vapor, here today and gone tomorrow. Cancer brings that directly to your face, and you have to reconcile yourself to that. And then you have an opportunity to take advantage of what that means to you with your personal life, with your family, with your friends, and with your relationship with God.
Well, Percy McCray, we love you. Thank you for being with us. Take care. God bless.
COVID. I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net, that's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination.